nationwide, this focus on local food has grown dramatically.
Annie Heiser of the Community Food and Agriculture Coalition says consumers in Montana and across the U.S. increasingly want fresh local food raised by farmers they know. That's all very well, but for the economics, at least in the northern plains where commodity ag has all but eclipsed small producers. Consumers find local products expensive. That's if they can find them at all. Jan Tusick is a member of Grow Montana, the group spearheading the summit. She says 9 years ago, local food advocates identified a critical need: infrastructure. Basically getting food from dirt-caked point A to kitchen-ready point B at a price people are willing to pay. That need gave rise to the state-funded Montana Food and Agricultural Development Network, a catalyst for local food and ag startups.
This is an economic opportunity for small growers. I consider it as a value chain for our ag enterprises, particularly the smaller farmers that are emerging throughout Montana.
It's those with 50 acres or fewer that concern Annie Heiser. She says that group has dramatically changed the food landscape in Montana. We're now seeing year-round farmers markets, small growers cooperatives, food processing warehouses, and nascent food hubs able to serve larger markets and institutions. Heiser says these innovations are often driven by young people, the next generation of producers.
The average age of the farmer in Montana is 59 years old, and a lot of land across the country and in Montana is going to transfer hands in the next 10, 20 years. Who is going to take that on, and who is going to run successful businesses beyond that point is a big question.
Heiser says these entrepreneurs need support to tackle the many challenges they face: access to land, capital, markets, mentors, networks, and production education. That's where the Local Food Summit comes into play. It'll be held October 28th and 29th at the Montana State University campus in Bozeman. Sarah Cantor-Brown, YPR News.